It's a exclusive and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, finally, all Klal Yisrael is getting together, as everywhere in America, they're laying Matos Maaseh, and in Eretz Yisrael, they're laying Maaseh, and we're finishing Sefer Bamidbar, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. And finally, Klal Yisrael is all going to have Sefer Dvarim next week. And it's such jam-packed parshas. And we're going to try to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to try to come out with those major yesodos. That major yesod for life. In the beginning of Parshas Matos, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Roshe HaMatos, Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Moshe al Roshe HaMatos l'bnei Yisrael. Moshe says to the Roshe HaMatos, to the heads of the tribes of Klal Yisrael, Lamor, saying to them, Zeh Adovah Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the matter that Hashem has commanded you. And the Torah goes on and says, what is the matter that we're talking about? A neder. A neder, which we all know, there's Maseches Nedarim, there's Maseches Shvuis. A neder is, says the next pasuk, Ish ki yidor neder, says Rashi, Hare alai koinam shalo ochel. A person says, I take upon myself a konam. He takes a vow that he's not going to eat, or I'm not going to do a separate thing. He takes upon himself certain things that he's not going to do. And the Rashi before says something fascinating. We all know that Zeh HaDavar, we've spoken about this before, Zeh HaDavar is something fixed. Point. Zeh Re'ehu Kadesh. When you do Kiddush HaChodesh, you point. Zeh. So Rashi says, what's the difference? By all other Nevi'im, it says, Ko'amar Hashem. That so said Hashem. It wasn't exacting. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Zeh HaDavar. So the first question we're going to ask is, what does Zeh HaDavar, why? First of all, this is a famous Chazal. This is a Gemara. This is a Chazal. So why is it related to Neder? Why are we bringing it in Parshas Matos at the end of Bamidbar that Zeh HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah, and everything was exact. As the Midrashim say, as Clark and Meira, it was like a mirror, exact imagery from Hashem. But why is that specifically connected to Nedar? Question number one. Question two, at the end of Parshas Matos, we know that we have the whole story of the Shvatim. The Shvatim that decided that they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And it says in Perek Lamed Beis, we all know Reuven, God, and later on we find Chatzi, Shem, and Menashe wanted to stay in Eber HaYarden. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And they're telling Moshe Rabbeinu this. And then all of a sudden, in Pasuk He, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk He, there's a stuma, there's a parsha break. But then, you would think that if you have a parsha break, then there should be the conversation between Moshe and Reuven and God. But all of a sudden, it's still the continuation of Reuven and God speaking. Why is there a parsha break here? It doesn't make sense. Look, the pasuk says, they're saying, listen, they said, listen, we want to stay in Eber HaYarden, the land. And then it says, Vayamru, imatzanu chem einecha. Then they said, we found favor in your eyes. But the conversation's still going on. Why is there a parsha break here? Question two. Question three. We're going to have a 3A and a 3B, even though the 3B obviously is not really connected to the 3A, but don't want to scare anyone with four questions. Chas v'shalom. Three questions in the brain. But again, we got to know our Torah clarity. That's what it's all about. The beginning of Maaseh. Again, Matas Maaseh. Everyone's coming together, but Eretz Yisrael is just Maaseh. Shorter Shnai Mikra. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Eile Maaseh B'nei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim L'Sivosam B'yad Moshe the Aharon. These are the journeys of Klal Yisrael. So this week I gave a shiur to my Sheer and NCSY Kollel. If you want to see it, it's online on YU Torah. Some of these points that I'm saying now, I said over. And the question that Rashi and all the Mefarshim are asking is that there's no extra words in the Torah. If there's no extra words in the Torah, then why are you coming and telling me all, why are you telling me all the Masos? So says Rashi, Lodia Chasodav Shel HaMakom, to show the acts of kindness of Hashem, which we'll talk about. And then Rashi brings down, Rabbi Tanchuma Dorish Bo Drosha Acheres. But Rabbi Tanchuma says something else. Mashal HaMelech, it's compared to a king. It's always about a king. Shaya B'no Chayle, his son was sick, and he goes to a place to get him better. Once they come back, his father starts telling him all the masos. He says to him, Kan yishanu, here we slept. Kan ukarnu, here we got cold. Kan chashat roshecha v'kulu, here you got a headache. And the question that everyone's asking, first of all, it says that they left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim 40 years ago. They went to Eretz Yisrael finally. After the Chet HaMeraglim, they're going to Eretz Yisrael. So, but why? Why are you telling me? Normally when you go on a trip, you focus on where you're going. You don't focus on, A, where you left. And second of all, you don't talk about these details. You know, I told the shiur that, you know, Baruch Hashem, I was zayich as a kid, we always went to Florida. My parents threw it down. What's up? And we always went to Florida. And I don't remember the flights and this. There was actually one year that we took a car ride. It was a family bonding trip. And we took a car ride. Besides the fact my sister decided one day she wasn't going to give us food. It was Labor Day. We had to starve for a day. And then there was one time that, you know, me and my sister, we were throwing around a watermelon in a store and it dropped. It was not so fun. I remember that, because that like something that was abnormal. But I don't know, most people, I don't think they throw around watermelons or they drop, whatever. I don't know what goes on in everyone's house or in the supermarket. But that's abnormal. You don't remember. So what's Rashi telling me? What's this Medrash saying? And lastly, the last question, because it's apropos, as they say, for today, Rosh Chodesh Av. The Mishnah tells us in Tainis, Paradal in Mishnah Vav. I think, not going to look it up anyways, but now you will. Whenever I do that, I always have one or two people that just going to look it up. I rile them up. But Paradal Mishnah Vav, right after the five things that happened on Shavuot and Thomas and the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, and it says, Mishnah Nechnasav, Mematim Mesimcha. It lessens the Simcha. And we know that the Torah tells us the only Yahrzeit in the Torah. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. We don't have Miriam's Yahrzeit. We have Aaron HaKohen's Yahrzeit. As it says, Perek Lamegimel Pasul Lameches, Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hor HaHar Al Pi Hashem, Vayimat Shom Bishnas Arboim. When was it? Bechodesh HaKamishi Be'echad LaKodesh. The fifth month, the first day, Rosh Chodesh Av. So the obvious question that you all have to ask, why specifically Aaron? You know, it doesn't always happen that you have Rosh Chodesh right now, right? We're in Rosh Chodesh Av, that's Siyata Nishmaya, the same day. We're talking about the Yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. But why is the Torah specifically telling me that we have to know the Yahrzeit? Why not tell me the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader, of Miriam? We like the women. We've been speaking about the women, the great women. What about Miriam? Hanevuah. What about, there's so many great people. All of a sudden, you just tell me Aaron. Aaron's also great. I'm not going to throw Aaron under the bus. He's my ancestor, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Probably a lot more greats. But still, you know, the Torah's not saying, the reason why he's in the Torah is because it's Reblum's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. You know? So what in the world is going on? So okay, we have three questions, three and a half questions, really four, but we'll say three. I kill my joke. You know, I say jokes over and over again, the same jokes. Whatever, it's okay. I never get old, at least for me. First question is Zeh HaDavar. Why are you telling me Zeh HaDavar? What is the correlation, the connection between that and Neder? Why specifically telling me that the prophecy of Moshe was exact? And we see from Neder. Question.
Question two. What is going on? What's the partial break? They're in the middle of a conversation. All of a sudden, Torah makes a partial break. Partial break usually means there's a change, there's a conversation going on, and the conversation's switching. Question three. What are all these travels? Why do we have to know about the travels? And why do we have to know all the details? Why do we have to know about leaving Mitzrayim? We're going to somewhere, right? And question 3b, 4, is what is the connection? Why specifically does the Torah tell us about Aaron? So we're going to come out with a major Yisod now. And I think this is a beautiful Yisod. I heard it from different people. And we're going to try again. Sometimes I put a lot of ideas, put them all into one. Either they're stretches or not. But this is the Yisod. The Yisod which we've spoken about. And again, it always comes down to it. You know, in my Shir Nesis Lakola, I introduce them to something that I usually talk about a lot. And anyone that ever listened to my Shir, I talk about it a lot. And I tell my crazy weird stories, because that's what anyone only listens to is stories. Sometimes we listen to Torah. Everyone does. Benefit of the doubt. Talmud Kavskos. But again, stories are exciting. You know, when I came in this season, like, oh, three guys came over, they're like, Rob, you're going to tell that story of your pants? And yesterday, I wasn't even planning on saying it. And then the two guys that were supposed to be there weren't there, so they heard it. They heard it already, but I thought, whatever it is, and I said it, and the island was into it. So, I think, where they felt bad for me, and they told me, pretended. But the Siyata Dishmaya, I lost my pants. I found my pants in Geula. Why am I traveling? I hear pants. And so many Siyata Dishmayas. Aaron's your site today. But I don't even want to talk about Siyata Dishmaya. We talk about it. Because it is all at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's all about the relationship with Hashem. That's what it comes down to. How we're going to build their relationship with people, which hopefully brings us the relationship with Hashem, the whole thing, the whole nine yards. But it's all about the relationship with Hashem. And we're in the 9 days now. And we're getting closer to Tisha B'Av. And the 9 days, what Chazal did normally, which we could speak about this for at length, is that Chas V'Shalom, if someone loses someone, it goes most intense, right? The Misa, the Misa, the Kfura, the Aninus, you're in a state of nothingness, then the Kfura, then Shiva, and then Shloshim, and then, depending if it's a parent, Chas V'Shalom, then, you know, you have the whole year, but it's going down. It's going from most intense, but by Tisha B'Av, it's a build-up the other way. And we're getting to Tisha B'Av, and this year it's a Nidche. You know, it's pushed off, because we don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so it's pushed off. But it's a progression. And we're getting to the 9 days, and everyone has different halachas, different customs, and everyone does different things. And all of a sudden, everyone just starts finishing Shas, and right, everyone's making a seum. Even though, you know, people make fun of it, it's still an amazing thing, which we'll talk about. Whenever I say we're going to talk about it, we don't. But we'll talk about that a little, hopefully. But what we see from the questions that I presented, why Zeh HaDavar? Let's go right to the questions. Why Zeh HaDavar? Zeh HaDavar represents Moshe Rabbeinu being exact with Hashem. Why is it connected with Nidarim? It's connected with Nidarim. Of course, Nidarim is you have to be careful with your speech. You have to watch what we say. And we all have to. You know, we all have a lot of relationships. And some good relationships and some not so good relationships. And some people that irk us a little. But in order for us really to build ourselves and really get close and really not have a Tisha B'Av this year, we need to realize that we need to watch our speech. You know, if someone bothers you, it's not so common, again, I don't know where anyone's from, but if someone bothers you and they're really bothering you or you don't go over them and punch them in the face, again, that does happen sometimes, but that's not a common thing, I don't think. But it's common that people hurt each other with words. So answer number one, why is it Zeh HaDavar and Nidarim? The answer is because we need to be more exacting with our speech. We need to be careful of other people's feelings. And a lot of times, again, we've spoken about this because we've spoken about a lot of things. We're almost done with our first cycle, every parsha, Baruch Hashem. And it got a little later, we got different connections of different parshas. Never thought that would happen. But the idea is that a person has to watch what he says.
sticks and stones may break bones, and words could really hurt. And a person needs to be careful. And we're in the time of the 9 days. And we're in the time that we have a lot of relationships. We have relationships with roommates. We have relationships with family members. We have so many different relationships with spouses and children. There's so many different relationships. And again, as I always say, Rome wasn't built in a day. And what's up? Give a shout out to the Shiru. What's up? I don't want to name anyone, so I don't want to get anyone angry. But we have to be careful. And it doesn't happen overnight, but we have to be careful what we say. And that's the pshat, v'zeh adovar. Moshe, Rashi's telling us. The Torah is telling us, v'zeh adovar. Because you need to be exacting with your words. And if you're not sure you should say it or not, don't say it. You know, in my table, my Shabbos table, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of bakrim. The bakrim come for Shabbos, beautiful. Sometimes my kids like some of the bakrim, sometimes they don't. You should be careful what I say. You should practice what I preach. But, what we sometimes do is we go around the table, you know, we say everyone's favorite food or, you know, whatever, favorite ice cream or favorite song, which is good, break the ice, it's nice. If you have guests, it's always good icebreaker. And then sometimes we do name a siyata d'shmaya of the week. So some have some good fun ones, some of them don't have any. And then we have something called mevater. Mevater means that you overlook something. And I remember once having a bucher over. And he said, you don't even know what happened this week. Guy, really, he embarrassed me. He really embarrassed me. And I wanted to smash him down. And I could have. I was cooler than him. I thought he was. I wanted to take him to pieces. And I bit my tongue. And I didn't say anything. And he's like, you know, at the moment, it was like a struggle. You know, like when you're at that struggling point. But he said, afterwards, I was so relieved because the guy came over to me afterwards. And he said, I'm really sorry, and I really didn't mean that. And he said, I was mevater, and I could have destroyed him. I had information or things that I could have just took him to town. And I controlled myself, and I could have killed the relationship forever. You know, and obviously I'm more easygoing than that guy, as the guy said, obviously. And I didn't do anything, and Baruch Hashem, we're very good friends now. The power of speech, and we need to be exacting. And again, no one's allowed to treat us, you know, no one's allowed to mistreat us, avada. But a person, if a person is mevater and he controls himself, so that's the ikur, because Hashem has given us the koach hadibur. As we know, the Kuzari says, beautiful, that there are different levels of things. There is the domain. There is the tzomeach. The domain is just the rock. There is the tzomeach. There's something growing. There's the chai, the animal. And then there's an adam. And there's a person. And says the great Arizal, there's something even greater than that. There's a yid. Because a yid has a kayach adibor. We have the ability to say such good things. We have the ability to learn Torah, to connect to Hashem, to speak to Hashem in our tefillahs, and to say good words to each other, to give compliments. You know what was going on between that conversation, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad? You know what was going on there? They come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, listen, we want to stay. And Moshe looks at them and says, what? He didn't say anything. He didn't even open his mouth. And Moshe Rabbeinu, why is there a stuma? Why is there a parsha break? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, all he wanted was to go into Eretz Yisrael, the beautiful land that we have. And again, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash yet. But wow, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? And all Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was to get into Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, people that could have got in, and we've spoken in the past that we did Avira of Kass. All right, give a shout out to Uncle G, because he sends the emails. Yeah, and he's Gavaldik, Uncle G. And everyone's Gavaldik. I don't want to make competition. But he sends the emails. And all right, that was me. Different hours. And it's hard for us to fully understand the greatest leader. Again, it wasn't meant for him to go.
But he turns to them and doesn't say anything. And there's a parsha break. And then they have to say words to him. And what do they say? Vayomu im matzanu chen beinecha yutan et ha'aretz hazos lavdecha. Let this land be given to your servants as a heritage. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the pshat here? It's because Moshe Rabbeinu knows the Korach HaDibur. And he can't even believe it. And he's looking at them like they're crazy. And there's a parsha break. And B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuben realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at them, taking that Musar. And then they have to put it into words what they're saying. Because sometimes in life, we need to put things into words. It's not just feelings. Yeah, we all have a lot of feelings. But we sometimes have to ask ourselves, with the Korach HaDibur, not just thinking about it. It's not just enough to think about it. But we have to ask ourselves, what did I do today? What did I do something special? What was the Korach HaChiddush? I came out, right? My father always asked me, remember we talked? No, what's the Korach HaChiddush of the Beis Medrash? You got to put into words. And even when you're learning Torah, the people that enjoy their learning more are the people that speak out their Torah. Make it clear. Say out a svara. What did I learn today? Because Hashem's saying it's not enough just to think something. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them. I don't really get what you're saying. You're telling me you're not going in, you don't want to go into the land. I would die, literally die to go into the land. But tell me exactly what you're saying. And sometimes in life, a person needs to take his thoughts and express it with words. And that's what we do every day with our davening. We daven to Hashem. It's not just enough to just think about things. We need to speak to Him. We need to speak to Hashem more. We don't speak to Hashem enough. You know, Baruch Hashem, we have an amazing relationship with Hashem. We all do. And everyone has, you know, a different relationship. But we need to just talk to Him. We need to make this relationship real. Just like if you saw a billionaire and he was just giving out the cash, but you had to ask him for it. You couldn't just go over and stick out your hand. You have to ask him for it. The same thing with Hashem. Hashem, Kabayacho, a billionaire, Hashem could do anything. Not just money, obviously. He could do anything. Nisim and Niflos, he could do anything. But we need to ask Him more. That's what He wants from us. He wants that relationship, because when you ask for things sometimes, you're not always going to get what you want. You know? It's like a little child. Like, give me the candy. No. Give me the candy. No. Right? And then you get, right? You're not always going to get what you want, because maybe it's not good for them. But beseech, ask. That's what was going on with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, this idea, what I'm trying to say now. Yeah, maybe it's a little disconnected, but it's the idea of Korach HaDibur. The idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to use our speech in the right way. What about the Masos? What's the Masos about? What is Rashi telling me, this Medrash? All the different things. What's the build-up? So there's a Gevaldik Ramban. The Ramban quotes down the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban, right on this Parsha Maaseh, right? The great Ramban, which you all know, Moshe ben Nachman, Lemon 94 to 1270, what's up? Want to show, right? Oh, beautiful, Lemon 94 to 1270, the Ramban, and he says, you know what Hashem's trying to show? That I love you. I love you. And I've taken you through so many masos. So many things, so many. There's no extra word in the Torah. And I want to show you, my Jewish nation, not for the future, right now, that I am always with you, says the great Gurarian, says the great Maharal, Rabbi Yehuda Lowy, Ben Bezalel, 1512 to 1609, the great Gurarian from Prague. That you know what all these things are? When the Medrash says that it was cold, it's just showing Hashem that we felt like we were lacking something, but Hashem gave it to us after anyways, even though we complained. When it says that Klal Yisrael slept there, that's where Hashem said, listen, there was peace, there was shalom there. When you had a headache, you were in danger, but I protected you. Hashem is saying, listen, Klal Yisrael, I love you. You are my nation. The Sforno says,
that look at the godless also of Klal Yisrael. They didn't even know where they were going. They just kept on picking themselves. Hashem was picking them up and picking them different places. And they said, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to just follow you, Hashem. But I know that I'm on a maso, I'm on a journey. And I know that my journey starts from a place. Why am I, says a Malbim, why am I mentioning Mitzrayim? Because it took 40 years for them to get out of Mitzrayim. Even though they weren't physically there, they needed to get out of the Mitzrayim. And where they had to go? To the end goal, Eretz Yisrael. The end goal, the Eretz HaKedusha. The end goal. That's what it's all about. It's all about getting to Eretz Yisrael. Getting to the Mokom HaMikdash. That's what it's all about. The Radvaz writes, beautiful. The Radvaz says, I don't get it. There should be an Isser. There's an Isser that you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. So how did so many great people live in Mitzrayim? And he says, the Rambam lived in Egypt. He lived in Egypt. So many greats lived in Egypt. And the Radvaz says, gives different answers. And he says, one, because, you know, the Rambam and me were serving the king and we couldn't leave. They needed us. And then he says a fascinating, he quotes this beginning of Maaseh, because he says, you know, the only Isser is to leave Eretz Yisrael and to go to Mitzrayim. By all the people in Mitzrayim, they were in Mitzrayim, they got out of Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Radvaz, that's the pshat. Says the Radvaz, that's the pshat. Because we're all trying to get to that end goal. Another explanation is that we're trying to show, Hashem's trying to show us, we've spoken about before, the Amelus. That I took you there and there and there, and it's not just, it is about the end goal, but it's also the process. The process of getting there, and we're all going through processes of life. We know that we're in the three, we opened the 9 days today, the 3 weeks, 21 days. We know that the Mefarshim explained that these 21 days represent the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, the final judgment day, Hoshana Rabbah, at the end of Sukkot, 21 days, the Maharal, the great Goyim, the Maharal explains that really when we have the Beis HaMikdash, all of these 3 weeks are going to turn into Yomim Tovim, because really the summertime is a nicer time, a springtime, says the Goyim, and says the Maharal. So 21, and I heard a nice shot, I don't know where it's from, that 21, again, my Buckman is like, oh, they didn't like the shot so much. 21 days and 21 nights is 42. How many Masos are there in the beginning of Maaseh? 42. We're in this journey. We're in this journey of life. And we're trying to build ourselves. As we spoke about in the beginning, is the words. Our words are crucial. Our words can make or break people. Our words could create Torah, as the Nefesh Chaim writes, Chaim Volozhin, the great Chaim Volozhin writes. The words, every second of Torah, what we're doing, we gotta believe it. We have to believe in ourselves more with our Torah and the mitzvahs and the chesed. So what about Aaron? What's Aaron all about? So the mission tells us in Pirkei Avos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yibes. Aaron was always Shalom and Rodev Shalom. He was a person, and Mefarshim explained, he would see two people fighting and he would try to appease both one and say, that one really wants to make up with you and that one wants to make up with you. And he would get everyone, always Shalom the Rodev Shalom. That's what Aaron was about. Why are we specifically telling me the Yahrzeit of Aaron? Because they're going into Eretz Yisrael. Aaron represents the idea of always Shalom and Rodev Shalom. When is his Yahrzeit? Rosh Chodesh Av. Misha Nichnas Av Mematin Mesimcha. When Aaron died, it was bad. You know why? Because he was the man of peace. You know why it represents Av? As the Gemara tells us in Tainis, Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sin as Chinam. He has so much hatred. We have so much inner hatred of different people when we feel like we're wrong or we're given the covet that we deserve. And everyone deserves covet. And we're upset. One person a day. Be mevater. Create in your mind
that I'm not going to get offended from someone. This person, you know, you got that guy. Whatever he says, it's the opposite of what you're supposed to say. Like, hello, man, what's the deal with you? Why you always make me feel bad? That guy just be mavater one time a day. If it's too much one time a day, once a week. Hold back your speech. Try to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I know it's hard. It's not easy for anyone, especially if there's a history with someone. And they just, time and time again, they just keep on showing that they're not getting smarter as the day goes on. Maybe you have to send them this year. But one person, just be mavater. Because you know what's so funny? If you're a mavater, not only are you going to have a better relationship with that person and not get offended, you'll be a happier person. Because you won't get so offended and you won't take it to heart. We're in the 9 days now. The Mace of English was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. We have the ability to recreate this Beis HaMikdash. We have the ability to get us back. And yes, we're in Eretz Yisrael and there's more Torah than ever. And Eretz Yisrael is unbelievable, but we're not there yet. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Kaisel, but we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. We're missing the Makom HaShechina. So we're getting there, but we're not there yet. And we need to talk to Hashem and ask Him for things. He wants us to ask. He wants us to use the Kayach HaDibor to beseech Him. This is the time. The 9 days. We take Kabbalahs upon ourselves. We're exacting with our words. Zeh HaDavar. Be careful with what you say. And we have to realize that we're in the journey of life. All the Masos show, as the Ramban says, the idea that Hashem loves us. And sometimes we don't feel it, and sometimes things don't always happen the way we want them to. But Hashem has a purpose for us, and He has a goal for everyone in this world. Let us grow together. Let us chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Let us realize how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome, awesome nation. How we have a relationship with the Ribbon Hashem, a God, our Father, that loves us. That will do anything for us. But we need to reach out to Him. Daven to Him. 20 seconds before you start your next Shemona Esrei. Think about what you're doing. 20 seconds. Again, and it's hard. It's, you know, we have habits that we have to change sometimes. 20 seconds before you drink that cup of water. Shahakol niye bidvaro. One time a day with Kavana. That Hashem, you are in charge of everything. And if a person lives with that cook, he lives with the idea that Hashem runs the world, it's going to be a different world. It will be a different life. And as we go through the journeys and all the masos and all the different things, we realize that Hashem, as the Ramban says, Hashem loves us. Let us just keep on building ourselves. Let us realize that even when we make a siyum, I almost forgot. When we make a siyum, yeah, people make jokes about it. But imagine we're using the Kayach HaDibor of getting all of Klal Yisrael, all the people that can't eat meat because we're in Avelus of the 9 days. And we're showing ourselves that we're making a siyum for the Torah. That's what it's about. It's about making a siyum with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with His Torah, by using our Dibor in the right way. Let us rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And a week from now, we don't want to be on the floor again. We just want to do it. We just got to daven harder. We got to want it. They tell the story, just to end with this story. That they came to the Rav of Brisk. They came to the Brisker Rav. And they said, Rav of Brisk, we want you to be the Rav of Brisk. And he denied it. They came again and again. Finally, he took the job. When the Chofetz Chaim heard this, he started crying. He said, Chofetz Chaim, why are you crying? The Rav of Brisk is coming to us. And he said, because he refused, and then he came back. And then he couldn't refuse you, says the Chofetz Chaim. We can't let Hashem refuse us. We need to say, Hashem, please bring Mashiach, bring the Beis HaMikdash. You know what the Pshat says, the Chofetz Chaim? We don't want it as much. We got to feel like we're missing something, the Shechinah. And we have to realize that we have the Torah. We got to build ourselves, Bez Hashem. Chazak, chazak, v'nitz chazek. We're finishing Sefer Bamidbar. All the masos, let us just keep on building ourselves
And let us have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Preparing for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.